Good afternoon, everybody. This is Hard Water, podcasting from New Jersey, United States. Wherever you are in the world, I'd like to welcome you to my channel. And thank you for tuning in. Today is Sunday, August 12, 2018. Today's podcast is about blockchain, and we are going to continue talking about Tezos. This is Tezos Update Part 2. Tezos is building a global community and infrastructure since the launch of BetterNet on June 30th, 2018. The concept behind the Tezos project expands further than Bitcoin and Ethereum blockchain. I'm excited to see it's running without major issue for over a month now. If you contributed to the Tezos blockchain during the fundraiser back in 2017, you have to go through the KYC, Know Your Customer, and AML anti-money laundering process to claim your Tezos tokens from the Genesis block. The process is quick and easy. It takes less than 10 minutes to receive an activation code. You will need that in order to receive your Tezos tokens when you unlock it using one of the available Tezos wallets. Tezos is a proof-of-stake blockchain, more accurately, a delegate proof-of-stake. There is no mining, but baking. Baking is the new term used specifically in the digital commonwealth in the Tezos world. The ticket symbol for Tezos coin is XTZ. Baking in the Tezos blockchain requires 10,000 XTZ. If you have less than that, you can still participate in the network by delegating your XTZ to a baker. There are a lot of baker services out there. By putting your XTZ to work through delegation service, you will earn passive income stream depending on the percentage of your stake. At the same time, you also maintain the network secure and transparent, since Tezos blockchain uses delegate proof of stake to validate transactions. Keep in mind that software always have bugs that need to get fixed. So don't be surprised or panic if something like that happens. The mass media does a good job injecting fear, confusion, and uncertainty into the minds of people. They all about profiting off human energy physically, mentally, and emotionally for their corporate master. That's why people need to question everything before making decisions. Don't let the news spoon-feed your perception. There is so much happening in the blockchain sphere. I only write about the projects that have true potential of real-world application use. I like to observe things and write about what I know through hands-on experiences. I would like to see humanity break the bondage of centralization of power. We can build a new paradigm of freedom on this planet and make the old centralized power based on greed become obsolete. Collectively, we can do it.